All right, second attempt. All right, y'all know what it is. This is your friendly Apex Alpha. This is the Alpha Grind. Once again, the purpose of the Alpha Grind is to help you become a better you, help you establish your goals, and help you to be a better you in the place of the world. So the purpose of the Alpha Grind is to just, like I said, help people, help yourself, and it's to put you in a better spot. I got to the Alpha Grind just by people voicing to me that it's other people in the world that needs to hear this. Like, I'm a great hands-on person. When you're around me, you could definitely feel the energy, and I definitely try to pour into other people's cups and have the just knowledge just spill over. So once again, the Alpha Grind is to help you become the best you. And once again, my goal is to change the world one person at a time. The only way that I can do that is if you all, once again, share with your friends, family, even your enemies, comment, rate on whatever platform you're listening to. It'll all help me very much. And once again, I appreciate it. So we were talking about purpose in a new podcast that I'm listening to at the current time. The preacher, he's also talking about purpose. So we all tend to be somewhere in life where we either uncomfortable or comfortable. Simple as that. We're either uncomfortable or comfortable. We either want more or we just feel like we're good. We're stagnant and things like that. But where we are, no matter where we are, we have a purpose. And sometimes we lose our purpose because we get caught up in so many other things. My purpose, I feel like my purpose has always been just to help people. Like, even when I was a kid, I help people. Even when I have nothing, I help people. Even when I have something, I help people. And that's just my goal, all in all. I love to help people. So when it comes to helping people, I know that that's my purpose. Before I have my current job, I was in a nursing field, and I was just telling my boy, I'm like, when I got into the nursing field, I had no idea what I really got myself into. Like, I didn't really think about wiping old people's butts, elderly people's butts. No offense to any elderly out there, but it wasn't in my mindset. I was just, my idealism was head to job, head allows me to help people. That's it. That's all. When I got into GNC, and mind you, I procrastinated my GNC job for the absolute longest. My best friend told me to go do it. I procrastinated it. But when my nursing job had started to slow down, I'm like, yo, I need some more income. I need more. And once again, just following my purpose, I'm like, whatever I do in work, I just want it to be helping people. Like, that's my moral compass. If it's not helping, then it's hurting, and that's not really what I want to do. So I applied for the GNC job, got hired on the spot. Within 4 months, became a manager, and it was all because I just like helping people. Nursing, in the nursing field, you see a lot of death. While in the GNC field, the supplemental field, you can extend life. You could do preventative health and things like that. Same with exercise, it's preventative health. And the whole thing, it was all still revolving around what I feel is my purpose, which is helping people. So the main topic of today's discussion is purpose. We go about life trying to figure out who we are, our reasons for things, our whys, our purpose. And sometimes we unintentionally get manipulated by the things and the people and the forces around us. And so the best way for us to intuitively really dig into ourselves is ask ourselves, how do we feel about a particular subject, or how do we feel about where we are in life? Now, mind you, it is okay to not like where you are in life. You should always want better for yourselves, simply put. But the thing is it revolved around your purpose, your things, your goals that are related to you? When I was a kid, before I even really had knowledge of my nicknames, like all of my nicknames that's associated with me now, Apex, Alpha, Hulk, Shinigami, things like that. All of my associated names, my first one revolved around strength. I was called Hercules and I was called Hulk as a little boy. This was 5 years old. I could barely remember anything before 5 years old. So I was called Hulk, and I was just told this by my godfather recently, and I didn't even know it. So I was called Hulk because of my strength. I was a really strong little kid. Same as my daughter, which by the way, today is my youngest daughter's birthday today. So another great reason. Plus it snowed. It's just all beautiful today. So yeah, definitely shout out to my little baby. She's strong herself, and she has a huge spirit. But purpose. Main topic: purpose. So with my strength, I had physical strength as a kid and growing up, and I used that physical strength to help people. No matter what the circumstance was, even if I thought I wasn't strong enough, I still attempted to help. And this has been something that stuck with me ever since I was a kid. Now, I knew that I had physical strength. Helping people physically was great, but I found that where I could also help people was mentally. So to make my mental equal to my physical strength, I started to do more when it came to knowledge. With, once again, the goal in mind is to help people, which is, I feel, is my purpose. So I mentally built myself in order to sustain my goal. So that, once again, led me to the ability to fulfill my purpose. And I personally feel like I've been flourishing. I am comfortable with where I'm at in my life because I feel like I am doing what my purpose is, which is helping people in whatever nature it may be, and while using my own talents and skills to do it. So once again, strength is my thing. Strength is just my whole atmosphere of a person. I do a lot of things very, very strongly. I'm a very passionate person when it comes to the things that I do, which is why I started this podcast. I think this podcast is probably like 80 episodes in, and I honestly never planned on being this far. But I get people that, hey, this helped me. Hey, this helped my friend. The whole goal is to help. And that's what continues to push me forward. As long as I know that I'm helping somebody, one person, I will continue doing what I have to do. Now, once again, this is my purpose. This is what I know is my purpose. This is not for you to mimic, but this is to help you find your own purpose. All right. So the mantra for today is going to be me, myself, and I will find my purpose. I will know my purpose. I will relish in my purpose. Me, myself, and I will find my purpose. I will know my purpose. I will relish in my purpose. Me, myself, and I will find my purpose. I will know my purpose. I will relish in my purpose. Now, this is for you all to really get a grasp of and really think about. You really don't have to rush into this, because if you've been going your entire life this far, you really don't have a grasp on your purpose. It's just something to remind you to really sit down and think about what you can do for yourself, for society. Because once again, you already know my favorite, one of my favorite mentors, Zig Ziglar, his quote says that the best way to accomplish our own goal is to help others achieve their goal. Simple as that. So, the quote for today is also going to be fairly simple, and something that I've said on a repeat basis, which is, patience is a virtue. I don't really think that people really pay attention to when patience is a virtue is said. And that's because, you know, yeah, patience is a virtue, patience is a virtue. A lot of people are told that are being impatient. But if you think about it, a tree, when it grows, it takes its time. And when it takes its time to grow, it grows strong. It has a strong foundation. It creates a strong foundation. And no matter what seasons it go through, it is constantly renewing as long as it's given the proper nutrients. So, simple as this. If you take your time to do something and you create a strong foundation, no matter what the season is, you will survive. All right? Patience is a virtue. All right, so one last little story. Right, let's show my daughter a little bit because it's her birthday. My daughter was born on Thanksgiving. And before I had even like really thought about her name, I was saying her name months and months prior, inside of like dreams and little static moments of high energy and everything. And it was weird when her mom actually agreed to call her what I wanted her name to be. So my daughter's name is Ki Kimora. And also, I didn't know nothing about no other lady in the world named Kimora until after the fact. So I used to like doing, like I said, moments of high energy, like Kimora or something like that. It was just weird. So I'm like, yeah, her name should be Kimora. And Ki, in Eastern culture, is a form of energy. And then Mora, is a basically like on play on words when it comes to more energy. So more energy, Ki Mora, was my intentional name for her. It was going to be Gaia, which was regarding to the earth, but Kimora just fit. So basically her name means more energy. And to this day, she's only 4. And whenever she walks into a room, she just has an amazing amount of energy wherever she goes. Now, I don't know what my daughter's going to do in life. I don't know what she's going to choose to be. But whatever she chooses to be, I believe that she'll be great at it. And she will bring all of the energy to the table. And I hope, personally, that she keeps that energy and she doesn't let anything or anyone change her. I feel like her purpose is energy. Like, to bring energy. To inspire, more so. But, alright, that's enough about my daughter. So, once again, today's question will be regarding purpose. What is your purpose? What do you think your purpose is? Are you staying true to your purpose? And, dang it. And. Are you staying true to your purpose? What else? What else can go along with that? What is your purpose? Are you staying true to your purpose? And did you lose your purpose? That'd be a good question. I find a lot of the best answers by asking the right questions. And sometimes it's difficult to figure out those right questions right off the bat. So sometimes I like to bombard things with questions. So bombarding myself with questions, it helps me figure out different answers on different platforms, which helps me get a lot of things into perspective. So just a couple of those questions, ask yourself a couple of those questions to really see if you can propel yourself further by really finding your true purpose, and not something that somebody else, you know, put onto you or that you took away from somebody else, but your own true to your soul purpose. All right. So this is your friendly Apex Alpha. Once again, I appreciate you for listening. And once again, my goal is to change the world, help the world become a better place, one person at a time. And the only way that I can do this is if you spread the word. So this is the Alpha Grand. Thank you all for listening, and see you next time. Yo, this the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.